Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Do you start, Rob? What's new in the life? Anything exciting? Any life-changing events?
Well, you know, another child, so that's always a little bit of a change there. So, you know, that's a fun thing I'm going through, and it's exciting. So now I have two.
How is two versus one?
Two versus one, a little bit more work. But, you know, it's fun. We're having a good time.
You have an event coming up?
Yeah. Monday, Ninko Pong 2 is coming. So, you know, it's going to be at the Blazing Paddles up at Fenway. So it's going to be a fun event.
Reigning champion is?
Last year, actually, none of the players won. So it was just actually one of the girls that was phenomenal. So maybe this year we'll get a player to be in the championship round.
Among the players, who's your money on?
What's that?
Among the
Dola.
Players, who's your money on?
Amendola. He's pretty serious. He can go left-handed and still beat you. So he's pretty good.
But he got beaten by a girl last year.
Right? What's that?
The girl won. So.
Well, he didn't play last year. Okay. So this is going to be the challenge. See if he can take it.
On the football business, how are things going in the program?
Good. I feel great. You know, everyone's working hard. You know, again, just really enjoying, you know, the time right now of training and, you know, spending time with my teammates and, you know, really just working here towards, you know, the mini camp, OTA, looking forward here to training camp.
What were your thoughts when the Chandler trade went down, just knowing that was your position and the big change there with him?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's something that as a part of the game you have to deal with, you know, guys coming and going. So, you know, I had some great times with Chandler and wish him, you know, all the best in the future. So, you know, again, it's just part of the business. You have to deal with, you know, the moving parts. And that's all right. You know, again, just continuing to work hard with the guys that are here and, you know, build great relationships with the guys that are here.
Were you a little bit surprised that he was traded?
No, again, I mean, Chandler's a really good football player and, you know, it's just part of the business. And, you know, I've seen, you know, multiple things, you know, throughout my 11-year career that, you know, you just understand that at the end of the day, you know, there's always going to be movement.
What is your connection with Chris Long, and what has it been like to get to know him closer?
Yeah, Chris is a great guy. You know, he's excited to be here and to really just jump into, you know, the Patriot way. And, you know, I know previous location was tough for him. You know, I just said, hey, man, come here and get to work and, you know, start winning football games.
Not only Chris, Rob, but other guys in that room now with plenty of experience, Terrence Knight and a guy like Curtis has been with several teams. When you get to new teammates, but they're more experienced, a little bit older than some of the young guys who come in, does that change the dynamics? A little easier to get to know those guys and work with them in any way?
No, I think, you know, everyone really just dives right in. You know, it really starts with the foundation. So right now it's, you know, working hard, coming in, lifting, running, building the base. And, you know, as you do that, you get to know everybody, and, you know, these are the times that you really embrace because, you know, again, I'm not going to be able to play forever, so I try to just really, you know, enjoy the moment and, you know, be with the guys and, you know, work towards the ultimate goal, and that's, you know, being ready for training camp and having a good training camp, and that'll lead you into a good season. So just building those relationships.
How long do you envision yourself playing? I don't know if there's a set plan, or are you just taking it as it goes?
Well, I subtract 3 years because I really didn't play much in my first three, so I still feel good. You know, again, it's all about, you know, the production on the field. So I feel, you know, my production's still there, and I'm still getting to the quarterback.
When you lose a guy like Chandler, do you take it upon yourself to maybe, I don't know, does that add pressure to you? Do you have to help the younger guys? Do you have to take more of a leadership role when you lose a guy like that?
No, you know, again, I think that me personally, I just come in and I work really hard and I try to make myself better. And that's, you know, every phase of the game. So, you know, the young guys, I think they see and respect that. And you just, you know, really it's all about making yourself better and, you know, just trying to be a better football player. So, yeah, I mean, again, I'm excited to be back working and, you know, running around and just excited to be here.
You have a lot of guys, obviously, Sheard comes back, Flowers, Grissom. do you like the way the defensive end room is shaping up or has shaped up this offseason?
Yeah, we got a bunch of really talented guys. You know, I love Trey, Gino. I think those guys have a bright future. You know, again, I think that we're all working and, you know, we're going to get better. And it's a really athletic, bright, you know, the future for those guys is bright. So I think, again, sky's the limit. We just got to continue to work hard and learn and get ready here for training camp.
Rob, as you get to year 11 in your career, do you ever give thought to what it would mean to you to finish your career as a Patriot?
Well, you know, right now I'm not thinking about the end. You know, I'm just continuing to try and, you know, help the team win and contribute any way I can. So, you know, I'm not thinking about the finish line right now. So I'm just trying to work on myself, you know, and show these young guys that an old guy can still run and do all the things that you need to do, right?
At what point during the offseason, after you recuperated physically, you get that sense again, an eagerness to get back at and get to work?
Well, I've been, you know, lucky enough to come out, you know, for multiple seasons here feeling really good and not having anything that's, you know, been bothering me. So really I take a couple weeks and then just get right back into it because, you know, if you can stay on top of it and, you know, continue to work out, there's not a big drop off in how you're feeling. So for me, I'd take a couple of weeks off and then just start lifting and running again just so I stay in shape all the time. That's the easiest way to do it, right? Stay in shape all the time. Yeah.
I wish I could identify.
Don't we know it?
Want me playing and playing as long as the quarterback continues to play?
You know, I'm going to play. You know, I'm just going to continue to make plays and, you know, be consistent. I think that's really what it's all about. It comes down to being consistent, staying on the field, and, you know, helping your team win. So, and getting to the quarterback, you know. That's the fun part.
I know when you said, if you count the first 3 years, it don't count.
I don't count the first three. Yeah. So subtract three. Okay, that's where I'm at.
When you finally got you the first team, did you think it would go this long? Did you have any idea?
Well, I knew I was pretty good, so, you know, I just needed the opportunity. And, you know, again, I'm thankful that I was given the opportunity. And from that point on, it's up to you to make the best of it. So from the first time I got here till, you know, whenever it ends, I'm just going to continue to work hard and, you know, enjoy the moment because I know I can't do it forever. So I enjoy it. I really do. I enjoy the game.
Kevin Fox, Patriots Hall of Famer, your thoughts on that?
Unbelievable player. You know, I was blessed with, you know, a couple years with Kevin and, you know, just a true professional, everything that he did and, you know, the way that he worked. You know, I think that's what really sets people apart is work ethic.
Rob, I know I'm totally jinxing here, but, you know, you have that consecutive game streak.
What is that?
You're second.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're second only to Brady, but in terms of the ability to go out and answer the bell every week, how much of that is a point of pride for you?
You know, again, like I said before, I like knowing that I can continue to contribute and, you know, help the team. And, you know, I do understand the business aspect of the game. So that's exactly what I have to do. I have to help the team contribute to win. And, you know, if I can continue doing that, then I'll be able to stay on the field. Other than that, you know, again, I think that there's a little bit of luck involved with that because the first 3 years I couldn't stay on the field. So, like I said, you know, really feel blessed to have been able to play as long as I have, especially, you know, since I arrived here and, you know, knock on wood, have been able to stay healthy. So let's not talk about that. Let's just continue to work hard. And, you know, again, I feel really, really good right now and just look forward to year 11.
Have you met Chris before?
No, I have not. Chris, when he signed, I reached out to him. You know, I just said, "Hey, man, welcome." You know, and since then, we've kind of hit it off. You know, he's a great guy, and you know, again, embracing the relationships that I've been able to build.
How does that work? Just you guys sort of similar points in your lives, like careers.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, a year younger than me, so you know, again, just high motor guys. You know, you know, he's definitely been great so far, and you know, it's fun when you can learn from other guys, other pros. He's been doing it a long time as well, and you know, he's happy to be here, so we're happy to have him.
Patriots. Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.